Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hello, Podlers. Lovely having you on board. Coming up on this edition of the podcast, well, once again, I am reluctant, to say the least, to have Matt Dyson enter my mind. Oh, I'm already seeing weird things.
No, I'm opening the neural pathways.
I'm seeing an unfinished shelf in a bathroom, Matt. That can't be a clue, can it?
Out!
I'm getting someone called Big Eared Greg. He's waiting for you to finally buy a round in a local pub.
Distant memory, that one. I'm
seeing a load of people who work in a garage rubbing their hands together.
Focus.
Every time you pull up in your car.
Focus. Dave.
Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
6:36 on your Tuesday morning. Little something for all you early birds right now. Feeling restless with your fingers? Or go to absoluteradio.co.uk because you could win a trip to Chicago plus £2,000 spending money. This is for you and a friend. It's all thanks to Chicago Town Pizza. It's where they go for inspiration for their deep dish pizzas, and they want you to see it for yourself. Now, I don't know if we mentioned this on air, but Sarah Champion went there.
She has been there, yeah.
She had a great time attempting to make her own pizzas and lots more besides. You can see that on our website as well. Chicago Town Pizza, yeah, they go to town on it.
Yeah, they do.
So, as I say, go to our website. But right now, well, be ready with your fingers of fire to text in at 8:12:15 because it is time for you to stick it to the bin man. And as always, to win a bin sticker, you need to answer a question based on yesterday's show. Now, what I want to know is, what clause was inserted into Matt Dyson's contract that nobody knew about until yesterday? Here we go. I thought you were lying, Matt, but it's true. Here in your contract, page 6, paragraph 5, we have to talk about it in every single league.
Yes.
So that's quite
great.
Remarkable. I'm sorry,
let's
I doubted
get started.
You. Yeah,
yeah,
black
exactly.
And white,
I told
isn't
you, it was one of the key things.
You really know how to negotiate.
I crossed the line. I said that needs to be in there. Yeah,
this is, I wish I had your agent. This is amazing.
Yeah,
okay.
So,
congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it's amazing. I never thought I'd see the day again.
So, what did we have to mention in every single talky bit of yesterday's show? Now, we did do this. We did achieve it. We know that not many of you can listen for the full 4 hours of this live broadcast. And in front of me, we've got the kind of... we've got the super edit of it all. And it's 5 minutes, 23 seconds long.
That's amazing. That's how long we
that's
devoted
impressive.
To this mystery subject on the show yesterday.
But what was the mystery subject? Your names and your answers, please, to 8:12:15. Don't forget, this is your chance to stick it to the bin, man.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Paint, flooring, tiles, garden essentials, and more besides. Whatever you need, Wix has got it covered. Shop now in-store or through the Wix app.
Be house proud with Wix.
Stick it to the bin, man. Which is exactly what Joe is hoping to do. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
Morning.
Hi, Joe.
The warmest of welcomes to the show. So let's get down to business, shall we? What did we have to talk about in every single talky bit on yesterday's show as it was a clause in Matt's contract?
You had to talk about Nottingham Forest.
We did. Oh. Getting promoted to the Premier League. You've won yourself the bin sticker, Joe. Now,
thank you.
The reason I wanted to get straight down to business is today is Joe's bin day, everyone.
Ooh.
It's always nice. Very exciting when we have someone live on the show on bin day.
Stars have aligned.
Now, we were talking during that last song, you've got 4 wheelie bins.
Yes.
First of all, where are you going to put my face? Which one is my face going on?
The what we call the black bin, which is our general rubbish bin, so general. It's out every second week.
Ah, see, that's what I was going to ask. So today you don't put all 4 of your bins out. There's a rotation system going on.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Joe, what I'm about to ask you, if you say no, I totally understand. It won't affect my opinion of you, your friends or family in any way, shape or form. I will not judge you for every day going forward for the rest of both of our lives. Joe, would you kindly put your bins out live on my breakfast show?
Not a problem. Anything for you, Dave.
Oh, Joe. I love you, Joe. Okay, so Joe is putting her bins out live on the breakfast show. Go for it, Joe.
There you go. There's a big clapper.
Oh, that's nice. So, what? Use your words as a paintbrush, Joe. What can you see right now? You've got out the front door.
Do you know, it's a really beautiful day because we've got our gala day happening. Oh, there's the traffic. We've got our gala day happening on Saturday, so we've got loads of bunting out.
Oh.
I've got bunting out my front garden.
Oh.
So, yeah, it's a beautiful morning and it's not raining.
So, where are you in the world, Joe?
South Lanarkshire, Stonehouse.
Oh, lovely. Nice, and is the nice. Bin out, Joe?
The bin is out and ready for collection.
And when you get the sticker, you know to put my face facing outwards, yeah? That's where I've got to go. I've got to look into the road. I've got to stare at the bunting with my actual eyes, Joe.
Yes. I will make sure that your face is heading out for the main traffic.
It's a must for any street party. In the coming celebrations.
You're so right, Matt.
Do you know what? And I'm right across the road from our primary school, so there's loads of traffic to see.
Get a new generation of listeners.
A next generation of listeners, Matt and Joe. So it's true, it's true. Joe, lovely having you on the show. Enjoy the celebrations, and we'll speak to you real soon. Take care.
So
cheers,
much.
Joe. And there'll be a chance for you to stick it to the bin, man, where we've got one limited edition sticker for tomorrow where I'm wearing a crown. No, not really. Tomorrow morning.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
One breakfast show, 9 different playlists. Go download that free Absolute Radio app. And may I suggest you have a morning full of Absolute Radio 10s. Just add Lord and Royals, which is one of my favourite songs of all time. Got the Wombats and the Vaccines to come over
so
on 10s.
Good. You really should try it if you haven't already.
But of course, the point of the app is the choice is yours. Now, Matt Dyson,
yes.
Between the songs,
yeah.
We need to be socially armed.
Yes,
what's going on Matt, on the socials?
No matter what genre of music you're into, you'll
whether you're
hear
a classic
this.
Rock dudette,
yeah, yeah, you got me
whether you like your jams
stuff.
From the 60s,
yeah.
I need to know what's happening on TikTok.
Well, you need to know about first some horrible new language that's emerged on social media.
Oh, no.
You prepare yourself for this because
okay.
It's excruciating,
oh.
Right? I haven't even read it out loud yet because I can't bring myself to say it. This is some new language that's being used by the members of the public on the streets of the UK ahead of the Platinum Jubilee this week.
Right. Someone called.
You know where
I
I'm
know
going.
Oh, no.
Someone on Twitter called Experimenting with Emotional Heft, which is an amazing, amazing name, said, I just saw someone referring to the Jubilee.
Mm.
As the Platy Jubes.
Oh.
And it sent me over the edge.
Oh, it would, wouldn't
the
it?
The Platy Jubes.
Platy Jubes.
Then people have been joining in saying, can't wait to go out for a Bevragino over the Platy Jubes Bank Holly Bobs.
Oh, Holly Bobs in there at the end.
That horrendous.
If you or someone you know has said Platy Jubes, text in right now, 81215.
Oh, yeah,
this is an amnesty
horrible.
For Platy Jubes users.
Yes,
come, hand
hashtag,
it in.
Hashtag Platy Jubes, get in touch.
Cool badge.
It's just horrendous. Accidental Partridge have also highlighted an unexpected shopping review by Liam Gallagher. He went to the Nebworth for the site of his big outdoor gigs this weekend and said it's all looking great, obviously.
Yeah.
But then in a separate tweet, Liam Gallagher said, oh, and the new M&S in Stevenage is outrageously good. Outrageously good.
Wow.
I think it's the one on the Roaring Meg retail park that he checked out the other day. But okay. A very, very unexpected review from LG. And an update on the Binley Mega Chippy, Dave. We cannot We cannot leave without new news on the TikTok sensation that's sweeping the nation. People are still going on pilgrimages from up and down the country after hearing this song go mad on TikTok.
Binley Mega Chippy.
Binley Mega Chippy. Binley Mega Chippy. Binley Mega Chippy.
Yes, it's a massive fish and chip shop. Two houses knocked together to create a coliseum of deep fried food. And people are heading there. A group of lads got a minibus to drive down from Scotland, a 12-hour round trip just to go there, eat some chips and sing the song over some sort of drum and bass backing track.
Okay.
What it's created is a work of art.
Binley Mega Chippy. Binley Mega Chippy. Binley Mega Chippy.
what has happened to
you
this
know,
country.
As the world came out of lockdown, no, this was always going to happen. It's kind of like we've not been able to see each other for 2 years. That's what we're going to do. Let's go to Binlay Mega Chippy. Let's do a remix of that song on the minibus and come back
it's
home.
It's affected everyone in different ways.
Love
so,
it.
Yeah, do make sure you head down to Binlay Mega Chippy, this Platy Jubes.
No.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It's your Tuesday morning. You're listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. If you're listening on Absolute Radio, that's the latest offering by Arcade Fire named Lookout Kid. Lookout Kid, here comes the Wikipedia quiz.
Beautifully done.
That's what they were talking about. So basically what I have here are three lines from a very famous person's Wikipedia. And what you need to do is figure out whose Wikipedia they're from. And that way, you can earn a shout-out. So what I want is your answer. And if it's right, please do include your name, where you are right now, and a flavour of what you're getting up to. And send the whole thing along to 8-12-15. And presently, you will get the shout-out you deserve should you be able to tell me whose Wikipedia this is from. It's tricky today.
Okay.
Paragraph 2, line 2. This celebrity attended Burnt Ash Junior School in Bromley in the 1950s.
1950s, right. Okay. That's not ringing any bells.
Paragraph 5, line 6. This celebrity changed his name in 1966 to avoid being confused with another musician. So there's his and musician in that, just to help things along. And finally, paragraph 8, line 2. This celebrity has turned down both a knighthood and a role as a James Bond villain. So there we go.
What?
Your names, your answers, where you are, what you up to 8, 12, 15. As I say, if you're right, you're getting your shout out. Next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Wix have great offers across their decking range, like their premium 2.4-metre deck board. Was £11, now £9. Shop in store or download the Wix app.
Don't be house-barrassed, be house-proud with Wix.
7.27 on your Tuesday morning. Time to pay off the Wikipedia quiz. We know that today's celebrity went to school in Bromley in the 1950s. We know they changed their name to avoid being confused with another musician. And we know they turned down both a knighthood and a role as a James Bond villain. Anna Geary, have you got any idea who it is?
Sorry, let me put up my mic.
Hello.
I think I do.
Go on, give it away if you know.
David Bowie?
It is David Bowie. Well done. Congratulations. David Bowie would have made a fantastic Bond villain, wouldn't he?
Yeah, he would have done. Yeah, that would have been so good.
You know, every single year since I was like a wee child, I always forget he's in The Snowman.
Yeah.
Just there he is at the beginning, and every year I'm like, oh, look, there's David Bowie. Yeah. So many of you got it right. Congratulations to Daryl in Hawley, Colin in East Kilbride, Damien on the South Cirque, bruv, after a night shift, Neil the taxi driver from Maidstone waiting at the airport to pick up a fare, Phil from Bristol heading to work, Emma and Joe on their way to Scomer Island in Wales to see puffins. Nice life spending the day. Sheldon driving to work, getting ready for the Platy Jubes. Oh, yeah. Sheldon.
Platy Jubes.
Isla in Salisbury, hibernating under her bed covers before getting ready for work. And Ashley in Strathclyde, attempting to text off a phone with an incredibly cracked screen after reversing her own car over it last night.
Oh, no.
She has asked me to let her know if this text came through. Yes, good morning, Ashley. Your phone might look a disgrace, but it is still a functioning device. Well done. The answer to the Wiki quiz this morning was the one and only David Bowie.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show.
7.35 on your Tuesday morning. You're listening to Absolute Radio, where real music matters, which is in why we invented this.
10 weeks of tickets.
10 weeks of just pure ticket giveaways to live music events. What a concept.
Yes.
What a thing to be involved with.
That's what this summer's all about.
I love it. I love it. It's about that return to live music. Ooh. And this week, both here on The Breakfast Show and on the Home Time Show with Bush and Richie, it's all about you seeing The Killers live in Manchester. And today, I have got 4 tickets to give away. So that's you and 3 of your mates, or just 3 random strangers. if you want to make it rain. Just do that. See what's to come and see the killers in Manchester. Yeah, just scramble them. No one said that since 1984, and I appreciate it, Matt. So the game we're playing this week as part of 10 Weeks of Tickets is Read My Mind, which, of course, is a Killers song. We played it earlier on the Breakfast Show, with Mystic Matt. Matt, remind us how this one works.
Dave. As you know, Psychic Sally has nothing on me. I will harness the power of the mind in a way not seen since Yuri Geller flew over Wembley in a helicopter at Euro 96.
Bend those spoons, brothers.
I will transmit messages from my brain into the brain of my muse, David Berry. And if the caller can guess the celebrity that I'm thinking of from Dave's clues, they will win the tickets.
Now, yesterday, when Mystic Matt opened his mind to me, instead of getting the clue straight away, I saw some truly horrific, disturbing images.
There was some clutter in there. Ignore that.
Because when he opens the pathways and I see straight away, you know, it's really weird.
Some things you're not meant to see.
I just saw flashes of meat hooks for a bit there. Even then, just talking about it, it's eerie. So can you try and clear...
For context.
Yeah, can you clear... These people don't need context. They're smart. They know what's going on. They're all over 21, maybe. But the thing is that, you know, you need to clear your mind first.
On the clue. That's how it works.
That's how the portal works.
Some things slip through, but I'll try them.
So, if you'd like to come on air and have a guess at the celebrity that Mystic Matt is thinking of, then call us right now on 0330 123 1215. That's 0330 123 1215. Matt, where are the T's and C's?
They're online, Dave.
Of course they are.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
From the biggest transformations to the smallest changes, be house proud with Wix. Shop the latest offers in store or via the Wix app.
Don't be house barrassed, be house proud with Wix. 10 weeks of tickets.
Yes, so here it is, 10 weeks of tickets and your chance to win 4 tickets to see the Killers in Manchester as we play Read My Mind with Mystic Matt. Mystic Matt will transmit 3 celebrity clues into my actual brain. Correctly identify who he's sending and you will win. And playing this morning on line one is Scott. Good morning, Scott.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team. Morning.
Hi,
Scott. Welcome along to the show. Are you ready to be part of our sick and twisted games involving Mystic Matt?
I'm so ready.
Okay, my friend. Good luck to you. Mystic Matt, get in the zone. I don't want to see any things outside of what we need to give the tickets away. Oh, I'm already seeing weird things.
No, I'm opening the neural pathways.
I'm seeing an unfinished shelf in a bathroom, Matt. That can't be a clue, can it?
Out!
I'm getting someone called Big-Eared Greg. He's waiting for you to finally buy a round in a local pub.
Distant memory, that one. No,
I'm seeing a load of people who work in a garage rubbing their hands together.
Focus.
Every time you pull up in your car.
Focus. Dave.
Okay, sorry, yeah, you're right. That's, sorry, Scott, let me try and get more in. Okay, here we go. The clues are coming through. Okay,
here we go.
I'm seeing Her Majesty the Queen brandishing a sword. She's giving out a knighthood. I'm seeing a birth certificate, I think it is, from 96 years ago. Yeah, the birth year is 1926. Send some more, Matt. No, that's Big-Eared Greg again.
No. Next.
I'm seeing lots of animals, wildlife, different species from across the planet. And this person's looking at them, and there's a documentary film crew looking at him. He's rolling around with gorillas. Who is it, Scott? Who is it?
I think I've got it, Dave. It's got to be the GOAT of all time, David Attenborough.
It's the correct answer. Well done. He's not only a goat, but he knows a lot about goats. I love about David Attenborough. Scott, well done, my friend. You're off to see the Killers in Manchester. How are you feeling?
I'm absolutely buzzed. I've just finished the night shift and that was a killer. So thank you.
Scott, well done, my friend. Congratulations and thank you for tuning into the show. And there will be another chance for you to win tickets to see the Killers tomorrow morning here on The Breakfast Show on home time from 4 p.m. Bush and Rich have got your chance to see on the same stage Green Day, Fall Out Boy and Weezer.
Listen to Absolute Radio and you could find yourself at this summer's best gigs.
10 weeks of tickets
on Absolute Radio, where real music matters.
8:10 on your Tuesday morning. You're listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, a breakfast show happening between 6 a.m. and 10 a.m. Monday to Friday. And at around 6:35, Monday to Thursday, I give you a chance to stick it to the bin man. It's something for the early birds, where basically you get your hands on some breakfast show merch. And for those of you who tune in around this time, I don't expect you to be listening for the full 4 hours. I know you have lives to be getting on with. But what we've got here is a sticker of my face, the Absolute Radio branding, and a QR code so passers-by can scan it and listen straight into, you know, whatever show they choose that's on at that time across our 10 different playlists. And you stick it to your wheelie bin, so it goes out once a week, therefore advertising the show.
It's groundbreaking merch. No one's ever done it before.
We came back in 2022 with it as our merch, and we've given away so many since the start of the new year, and it's been great having people on. I mean, this morning we had a listener put her bins out live. Listener Joe, she actually is her bin day.
Very exciting. Get the podcast.
Get the daily podcast. Subscribe, will ya? Anyway, not too long ago, we gave away a bin sticker to a listener by the name of Greg, and this conversation went down.
So, Dave, you might be doing me a massive favour, because we have tried every... I live on the seaside, and we've tried everything to keep those seagulls away.
He's like a scarecrow.
That's what I've become, my goodness. So, my goodness, indeed, pre-recorded day from a previous month of the year there. But Greg has messaged in with an update.
Oh.
His bin sticker is in full swing. The merch is there for all to enjoy. We're going to be getting an update on my scarecrowing abilities. Next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It's Tuesday morning. You're listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where right now, as promised, it is time to talk breakfast show merch, and namely the Dave Berry Breakfast Show bin sticker.
Groundbreaking.
And joining us once again is Greg. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Morning, Greg.
So, Greg, you are, as we've just described, you are a previous winner of a bin sticker, and you live down by the sea.
I do. I live in Clacton-on-Sea.
And you were making a joke, and Matt Dyson chimed in there as well, where you think my face could be that of a scarecrow. If you were to stick me to your bin, I might keep the seagulls from flocking to your bin. Well, Greg, it is time for an update. What's been going on?
Well, Dave, it's either a massive coincidence, or but it works.
What? It does work.
Absolutely, it does work. We've had no problem whatsoever. The ultimate test was last Saturday week when we had our barbecue. There was a lot of food waste in that bin outside.
Oh, that's going to bring all the seagulls to the yard, isn't it, Greg? Your barbecue waste.
Yeah, and I swear to God, I was sitting in my front room. I saw the biggest seagull ever land on that bin. And I thought, and he craned his neck right over, looking you in the eyes. And I thought, he's going to lose an eye here. And then he just took off.
Oh. Wow.
Feared by bird types all up and down the country and around the world.
Scarecrow.
So, it is a scarecrow.
Now, I believe that this has led to the bin sticker of my face and the QR code that allows people to listen to Absolute Radio becoming the envy of your neighbours, Greg.
Either side of me, we were talking about the next day, and they were saying, how come all the seagulls have stopped going in your front garden? Because there's quite a lot in my front garden, empty wine bottles and things like that. And I went, I think it's got something to do with him. and they don't listen to the show. They won't be listening to now, because they'll be on the way to what they'll be at work now, but they've been listening in the mornings trying to win a bin wrap.
Converting new people to listen
to
the
show. It's working. Do you know what, Greg? Just because you took the time to come on air and tell us that, I'm going to send you a couple more bin stickers and you can distribute them to your neighbours.
Oh, thank you very much. That'd be fantastic.
That's our pleasure. Thanks a lot, Greg. Speak to you real soon. Thanks for coming on, mate.
You are the face of Capitol Street.
Yes! Ding, ding, ding. And he's naming the podcast as well. Cheers, Greg.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Good morning. You're listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show on Absolute Radio, where real music matters. And yesterday, something else mattered a great deal, because not only is Matt Dyson a lifelong supporter of Nottingham Forest Football Club, but also they returned to the Premier League for the first time since 1999. Yes. Back in the top flight, a yo-yo club awaits.
Fine, I'll take that. I'll take the parachute payments, no problem.
Now, one of the surprising things about this was it turns out that Matt had a clause put in his breakfast show contract that should Nottingham Forest ever return to the top flight, then they would have to be mentioned in every single talky bit throughout the following morning's edition of the show. Now, this came as news to me.
Yeah, yeah. Read it and weep.
But our glorious programme controller showed me the contract, yeah. And I did read it, and I did weep. But I'm a professional.
Yeah.
So yesterday, we got on with it. Matt, this is the super edit that you were looking forward to.
Yes, thank you for obliging.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Morning.
Hi, Peter.
Welcome to the show, Peter. Oh, well,
thank
bless you.
Very
thank
much.
You.
You've
yeah,
got
well
the
done.
Mention away for this link.
There we go. That's that talking bit. Let me get back to Matt's contract. Yeah. Thank you, Peter.
Filling your obligations.
His agent will be happy. That's good. I took a moment and just think, who is this wildly lovable 10-year-old boy sat before me going, we're going to be on Match of Dare. We're going to be on Match of Dare. It is, of course, Matt Dyson.
I can't stop talking about it, can I? Yeah.
Good for you, mate.
But Forest being promoted is one of the trends. Topics this morning, and yeah, that is the thing. That's what it's not really sunk in for me, but yeah, waiting for the fixture list to come out. You know, we're gonna be
hey,
for the day.
It's your contract, you get one mention per talkie bit, so don't use them all now. You've got your chance to see the Killers live in Manchester. Of course, Manchester is also home to Manchester United and Manchester City, who Nottingham Forest will be playing next season because they've been right to the Premier League. Can I take that off now?
Yes,
is that all right?
Yeah, we mentioned it.
Absolute Radio Sport.
Our very own somewhat croaky Matt Dyson is celebrating this morning as his beloved Nottingham Forest returns to the Premier League.
Nottingham Forest. 10 weeks. Just trying to move this along now, mate.
You're rattling through the benches.
The time is Steve past Cooper.
Excellent. Love it.
This is getting difficult.
Yeah.
We're not going off air till 10. I've got to mention Nottingham Forest in every talky bit.
Steve Cooper time, though. That's great. I mean, what he did was phenomenal. We were bottom of the table when he took over in September. Oh. Bottom. And now he's taking us to the... With the turnaround, is
I think I'm going to make Huddersfield my second team.
Absolute Radio Sport.
In football, Nottingham Forest are heading back to the Premier League after 23 years away. It follows their 1-0 win over Huddersfield. And Matt Dyson is still celebrating.
Dave, is it weird that I supported Nottingham Forest for Matt Dyson, knowing he'd be so happy this morning from Keighley?
That's not weird.
Not what we asked for, Keighley, but helps tick off that other mention there, so bless you.
Right.
Do you know what? This talky bit, I'm just going to let Anna do the Nottingham Forest thing in the news and sport.
I think that counts.
Yeah, that will count. Are you happy with that contract,
yes,
Steve? Do you want to call your agent?
No, I think that'll be fine. I'll let it go.
Absolute Radio Sport.
Nottingham Forest boss Steve Cooper says they can start planning for a bright future after winning promotion to the Premier League.
With a commitment and an attitude to not get beat, to stand up for the club, for the city, for each other, and we deserve this.
That's Matt's agent, man.
Steve Cooper, love it.
Brian Clough.
Thank you. That'll do.
This morning, it's all about absolute 80s. I tell you what was huge in the 1980s. Nottingham Forest.
Yes, that's right, Dave. Funny you should say
that.
Yeah,
contract? Like Here we go.
Used to get to Wembley every year back in the 80s. Remember the Littlewoods Cup final against Luton Town?
Who can forget
3-1.
It?
Yeah, that's big in the 80s. But thanks for the mention.
I am holding your contract
yes,
aloft.
There it is, Dave.
Am I going to need to look at page?
Well, we've got to mention it at least once this hour. So here it is.
Here it is.
We'll tick that box off again.
Matt talks about Nottingham Forest.
Yes, Nottingham Forest promoted to the Premier League via the playoffs. Yesterday. That's the exciting
football
news. I can't
wait to see how tenuously you leak this to whatever you're about to say.
The other exciting football news over the past week was Neil Warnock joining Twitter.
So there we go. We managed to do it. We don't have to do it again today. The next time we have to do that is when you inevitably get relegated and then you go back up again.
We won't talk about that. That's fine. That's all I wanted and you've done it. Thank you.
You're welcome. All jokes aside, well done to Matt Dyson, his family, his friends and all you Forest fans out there. Whew.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wickes.
Wickes have great offers across their decking range, like their premium 2.4-metre deck board. Was £11, now £9. Shop in store or download the Wickes app.
Don't be house-barrassed, be house-proud with Wickes.
9:10 on your Tuesday morning, you're listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show.
This radio station is big enough for the both of us.
Before we get down to this, I must say that that Nottingham Forest Supercut that we did, we edited an extra minute out of that. Just as horrifying news. Producer Dave just told me that. I was like, wow, how many times are we forced because of that man's contract to say the words Nottingham Forest? Heckling Anna during her own sport bulletin. I mean, what has it come to? My goodness.
It's a one-off.
Anyway, let's move on, shall we, to this radio station ain't big enough for the both of us. Once again, we focus in on one of the 10 different playlists you can enjoy on Absolute Radio by, amongst other things, downloading the free app. And this morning, I think it always offers up the trickiest choices. It's Absolute Radio 60s. So I'm going to play you the two options, and then one of you is going to come on air on Absolute Radio just after 9, so in about 15 minutes' time, and you're going to play the nation, nay, the world, the song of your choice. And up for your consideration, we have... My curiosity running wild. Chuck Berry, No Particular Place to Go. On the radio, with no particular place to go. Versus... Spencer Davies Group, Keep On Running.
Two huge choices. Wow.
I mean, I should really go with the Berry.
Yeah, yeah.
When are we, Uncle Chuck, as I call him.
Uncle Chuck.
I think Spencer Davies Group wins it for me.
Oh, yeah, oh, that's such a tough choice. But I think, no, I think... Berry. On the Berry Breakfast Show, we need to have Chuck.
Yeah,
you're right,
agreed.
I'm going Chuck.
Yeah,
you're going Chuck.
Chuck Berry, yep.
Chuck Berry, No Particular Place to Go is what we have opted for here in the studio, but it ain't up to us. No, this is your chance to play radio DJ. If you'd like to do just that, then text the word music to 81215. That is the word music to 81215. We'll get you on air and you can introduce your choice.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
And so the time has come for one of you to select the song that we all get to enjoy. But will it be Chuck Berry, No Particular Place to Go, or Spencer Davies Group, Keep On Running, from our station, Absolute Radio 60s? And playing DJ this morning is Barbara. Hello, Barbara.
Hello, Dave. Hello, team.
Hello.
Barbara, welcome along to the show. How are you feeling about being a radio DJ for the next 30 seconds?
Absolutely brilliant. Why
wouldn't I? Okay. Yes. Now, we all went for Chuck Berry, but then I changed my mind last minute and went for Spencer Davies Group. Do you think that's the right thing to do, Barbara? How are you feeling?
Oh, definitely. Definitely Spencer Davies Group. Good old Birmingham band.
Yes. I had no idea they were a Birmingham band.
I presumed
America. Spencer Davies was the teacher in the infant school where we lived.
Oh. No way! Oh, wow!
Dropping facts on us as well.
We've got a well-informed DJ in the breakfast show slot. Who'd have thunk it? Okay, so, Barbara, the floor is yours. Give us your best radio DJ impression. Take it away.
Okay, taking it now. Spencer Davies, Keep On Running, just for the Birmingham bands. Yes. Get on with it.
Boston Babs!
Well done, Babs! Well done,
thank you!
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Good morning. You're listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. It is lovely having you on board, where it is time once again for Matt Dyson and the Social Ammunition.
Extra, extra, extra.
What's the bonus tidbit today, Matt?
It's Josh Pugh. Clip of the week time. Yeah, Josh Pugh. Every time he releases one, I get so many alerts on my phone telling me, sharing the gold. From the Brummy comedian who is going to be at the Edinburgh Festival this summer. Make sure you go and see him if you're going. He has done a character having a death row meal and what the experience would be like. Here he goes.
Yeah, it's nice. It's nice, yeah. It's fine. It's fine. No, it's nice. It's fine. It's absolutely fine. Just not the best cottage pie I've ever had. I mean, totally honest, it needs a bit of something, a bit of seasoning, but I'm just on that. Yeah, I know you said I could have anything, but sometimes I think you're better off having a smaller menu and doing fewer things well. Yeah, no, I used to work in hospitality, so, yeah. Well, what do you think you gave it up? Yes, because of the murders. It's absolutely... And why are you not eating? I know you're guarding me, but I feel a bit self-conscious eating when you're not eating. I feel a bit like you... Yeah, but you must bring a packed lunch to work. Eat that, then. Why don't you just have the same thing as what the person has every day? That's like a free hit. Why are you bringing a... I'll leave dessert. I'll just have a yoghurt myself. I'll take some fruit back with me.
A yoghurt and some fruit. Oh, the worst of all desserts. But yeah, some good advice there for prison guards to think
about. Okay.
I'll share that full video.
I'm sure that's what Josh wanted as a takeaway from that.
So I've put it, I'll post it online so you prison guards can watch it in full. You'll be talking about it later and I've saved your date.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It's Tuesday morning. It's time for a word to the wise. Right now at absoluteradio.co.uk, you can win a 50-inch smart 4K TV and a 12-month Disney Plus subscription and more, all thanks to Disney Plus. Right now, amongst other things, you can discover the true story of the birth of punk and witness its impact on music, fashion, and culture in Pistol. Matt, I know you're excited about this one.
I can't wait for this. It's going to be so good, isn't it?
It is directed by Academy Award-winning director Danny Boyle, who is quite simply one of the most talented and charming people I've ever had the pleasure of meeting. When he came by and joined us here on The Breakfast Show a few years back, it's one of my favourite career moments.
Yeah, and it's in safe hands. The story's in safe hands with him.
Precisely. It's a Star original series streaming now exclusively on Disney Plus. And while we're talking about it, I'm just a little bit of added value here. Also, Moon Knight is fantastic for all you Marvel fans. Obi-Wan Kenobi's also back on there, which is well worth a look. And Matt, you recommended it to me, Dope Sick.
Yes.
One of the most powerful dramas I've seen in a long time.
We're both quite late to it, but I mean, it's just unbelievably good, isn't it?
So plenty for you to discover, as I say, on Disney Plus. Check it out right now, and you can win on our website, absoluteradio.co.uk.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Time to bid you farewell for your Tuesday morning and remind you there is a brand new edition of the Daily Podcast out and about for you to enjoy. You can get it wherever you do your pod dealings. But Matthew, what should it be named? We've got a Bevragino at the Platy Jubes Bank Holly Bobs.
Sorry for making you have to read that.
Wow.
That's horrible, isn't it?
A Colosseum of deep fried food.
Big up the bin, mate.
Scramble them! Oh, yeah. He's not only a goat, he knows a lot about goats.
Yes.
The face-off with the Seagulls of Clacton.
Ooh,
which I think is quite a nice name. Yeah, it's like a Graham Greene novel. Yeah.
Nice. I think it should be Clacton-based, really, because that was quite a moment, you becoming a scarecrow that actually works.
The Face-Off with the Seagulls of Clacton is the name of the podcast today. Up next, news on how we can make you a winner. It's £60,000. If you win today, well, make sure you've got the money in your bank account in time to start spending during the bank holiday, because that's what you deserve. We'll be back tomorrow at 6 a.m., so until then, stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.